blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. I see the sun coming up. It's looking good out there.
Blue skies, everybody. Blue skies.
This part of the show is brought to you by Cartelligent. Cartelligent. Stop sweating in the car dealership. Tell their car buying expert what you want, and they will negotiate you a great price. No games. Car buying solved. Just like that. All right. Welcome to the show, Mo Mandel. Mo.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up, guys?
Well, we're
doing
about to
good.
Go.
I'm
we're
in
about
Tucson.
To go on. Oh, you're in Tucson.
I'm an hour ahead, and so I want to tell you it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm a little ahead of you guys, and I see it coming towards you, and sun is out, and it's a good day for everybody. So get ready.
Excellent. Thank
really
you for the heads up. We are on vacation, or we'd have you in studio with us because next week you're doing some. Are you doing like Thanksgiving here? Is your wife and kid coming up? Or like, what's going to happen with the holiday?
Wife and multiple kids. Been some broken condoms since we last spoke.
Is that so?
So now we got two kids in the family. Yeah, we're coming up. I'm doing the Punchline Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, and then we're just going to be doing the family.
Well, do you have family up here, don't you?
Yeah, my brother lives in San Mateo. He's a rich guy.
Oh, that's
nice.
And
he's going to take in my struggling family for the holiday. Yeah, I'm very excited.
And so if people are also experiencing family visits, maybe a nice trip out to the Punchline next week should be in order.
Well, yeah, because this is why comedy is great for Thanksgiving.
Do tell,
instead of sitting around your family, instead of sitting around with your family and, somebody saying something offensive and then getting in a political argument, come see me and I'll say those things, and then I'm like Jesus, I'm taking the bullet for you here. So you bring your family
like
to the
Jesus.
Show Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Okay. Yeah, like Jesus. He was also a Jew who wasn't that into the religion. Mm. So I think it's an accurate analogy. The reason I'm in Tucson, I did this Jewish gig last night, this very private Jewish gig, and I was like, it was a great gig. I'm talking three zeros after the comma, believe it or not. And I did the gig, and one of my friends had done this before, and he was like, oh, dude, it's great. Such a great gig. Oh, man, you're going to love it. And then after the show, I was talking, I'm like, oh, my buddy did this. I'm like, oh, we hated that guy. He bombed. He did so bad. And I'm like, do I tell my friend that, or do I just know that he's a delusional liar?
This is a good bad advice question.
Oh.
You don't tell him, and you ask next year's participant if they said that you bombed.
No, you don't. What are you?
Right. And I did.
Oh,
so
good.
I don't say I did. But I got one of those compliments where they were like, it was the kind of compliment like, you did good compared to the guy last year.
Oh, boy.
Oh. And then you didn't know how low the bar was, so it's well.
Right.
We're
I
actually
want to call my friend, like, listen, just be honest. How bad was it? How bad did you bomb? That way, I'll know how bad I bombed.
Oh well, there you go. You'll have like something to measure yourself against. So we're actually hoping that you can help us out with our bit, which is called Bad Advice, where our listeners actually write in. This one, I sort of saved it because I knew you were coming on, and so it's a little bit dicier. And remember, there is no swearing on this show. This is not the secret show, Mo. Which I know you're
okay.
I'll read you guys the bad advice. I think this is a simple one because I'm a girl, I think.
So this was sent in from someone that listens to our show and they're asking for our help.
They are, and they're asking to not have their please keep my inquiry anonymous. So I'll just call this person T. T has a wife who has recently realized that she's bisexual and would love to have an experience with a woman. So here's what he says. My wife is smoking hot, and I'm supportive of her having an experience with a woman as long as there are some ground rules. For instance, it can never jeopardize our marriage. Here's where it gets interesting. We have two hot female neighbors in their 20s. My wife would love to have her first experience with either or both of them. How do we approach them without potentially having an awkward future as neighbors? Keep me anonymous. Like, I feel like even in this story that he's telling us, there are some glaring problems.
Go on.
Majorly, yeah. I mean, are the other women next to them even gay or bisexual? If not, that's going to be a very hard pass right off the top.
That is one of the things that I'm also noticing. He starts this out with, my wife has realized she's bisexual and would love to have an experience with a woman. I didn't hear she wanted a threesome. I didn't hear that. And right. how do we right, approach right. them without...
Here's a red flag.
All right.
She now decided she's bisexual. She's already been with a woman. You don't decide you're bisexual until you've been with another person. And then you know, then it's like, I really like that. That was good for me.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, I think she's completely full of it. She's already been with a woman and she's not wanting to tell him that. She's like, oh, I just decided I was bisexual and, you know, I've realized it, but I've never been with a woman.
Oh, you think this is just her saying, look, I have this going on.
Absolutely.
And I want to stay married. Like,
yep.
This is also, to me, giant red flag. When people ask for stuff outside the marriage, it's the end of the marriage. Mo?
Oh, that's automatic in your mind?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, too. I mean, the thing that's great about this question is, listen, I want to do it as long as it doesn't jeopardize the marriage. Like, well, that's not up to you, dude. I mean, if she has this experience and she's like, wow, that was the best orgasm I've ever had. Guess what? That just jeopardized the marriage. You can't be like, if you look at the contract, the fine line says you're willing to go back to the mediocre sex we've been having. That's not how it works. You know, if you're going to play that game, you got to risk it.
Yes. Mediocre.
I think we should check with Bob, the young person on the show, because I have a feeling she's going to have a different opinion than all of us.
Obviously, I completely disagree.
Mo hasn't even met Bob, and he already knows.
It's all these young people who are like, I'm poly. It's like, no, you're not, all right? You're just horny and irresponsible, all right? Just relax. When you get a mortgage, then you're going to understand what commitment is. Go to a protest and learn about monogamy. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This young generation, they just can't keep their pants on around the same person for more than 6 weeks. Go on. I'm sorry. I'm old and bitter.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I barely got a sentence out.
Don't even, right.
I will say, people know where I stand on this, that if this is your person that you're committed to, as Mo says, and they are interested in something and there's something inside of them that they need to explore and you are comfortable with supporting them through that, I think that's beautiful because life is long. So why should you, because you made this commitment, what, for the next 20, 30, 40 years, you have to become slowly more resentful and more miserable because you couldn't have a conversation with your partner and you couldn't be a little bit more open-minded about what a partnership is. Fine, go ahead, do that. Be bitter and old. Enjoy it.
Be bitter and old. Oh, this is good.
But.
Okay.
I will say.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, yeah, okay.
I will say that. If you own this home that you live in, it's a house, their neighbors next door.
Let's see. It doesn't really say we have two hot female neighbors in their 20s.
If you own the house, if you know you're committed to living there, I would not go after the neighbor. If it's an apartment and you could move, if things go sour, go for it.
Can I just bring up one point based on what you just said that I think is hilarious? You are saying, if you're committed to the house, don't risk it. But the marriage you're also committed to, you're like, but you could probably roll dice on that.
Well, if you really like where you live and you don't want to move, I mean, don't mess it up.
It is hard to find a good place.
It's kind of the same thing. If you really like what's going on in your marriage, then you don't need to mess it up. But if somebody is not completely happy, then you need to address that.
All right. Well, taking into consideration what Bob has said and I think what the rest of us feel like, because I feel like this is the end of the marriage. She's like, now this can be the beginning of a beautiful relationship somehow doesn't go south.
Let me just give you my opinion real fast. Yeah, yeah. What I would feel almost immediately is, well, you have to go do that then. You have to. Like, I can't sit around.
If someone tells you, then they have to.
If my partner came to me and said, I have bisexual feelings and desperately want to try being with a woman, I would say, well, then you've got to go do that. But I'm not involved. Like, this guy's acting like a pimp. I would not be involved in any way, shape, or form. And all I can do as a partner in that situation is hope she finds herself in that moment and misses me and wants to come back to our marriage and be... I'm not going to be in a marriage.
So you'd allow this and be...
I don't have a way of not allowing
it.
Well,
I've heard you say, if that's what you want, then I'm done. Then I'm done with you.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, though, ultimately, is if you want to go be with someone, you've got to go do that. I'm not going to manage it, and I'm not going to be checking on, did you get home on time, or how did that go? I don't want to be, that's my wife.
Yeah.
I definitely have.
But you should be able to pick the attractiveness level. That's what I think. It's fine if you want to go be with a woman, but she has to be at my same number.
Okay? Oh, I don't she's got to be a six.
Being with like, I don't want you to be with like a seven, like a male seven like me, and then be with like a female nine, and you're like, I prefer females. No, maybe you just like more attractive people. No, you can be with a seven female, and then we have like a real A-B test going. You know, I think that's the most scientific fairness way to do this.
My takeaway is Mo thinks he's a seven.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow, that's painful. You haven't seen me in a year. I have aged in an amazing way.
Oh. Dude, I was going to say, you're at least an eight. Why did you immediately assume I was going low?
Because having the, now that we've got two kids, I swear to God, I've got like so much more gray hair now. I'm just like, dude, this is like no joke. Man. I think we got to cap it at two if I want to live.
You can see how hot he is, the real Mo Mandel on Instagram.
Yeah. Or you could go to one of his shows next week.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. You have nothing else to do with those in-laws of yours. Bring them to have Mo offend them. It's fantastic.
What I would say to this person.
Was this wrong? Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, please. Was this right? I'm always curious if it's wrong or not, because it is. Go on.
Okay, I need some of my own advice. Now, you know, we are Jewish, me and my wife, and we've got this son now. He's almost a year, and I don't know. In light of what's everything that's going on, do you think we gave him too Jewish of a name? Like, should you go? Like, how Jewish of a name should you go? We went with Jeffrey Epstein. Was that wrong, do you think? Or was that, you know, is that nothing on that one? I thought that was pretty good.
Womp, womp. You know what's funny is I just heard Jeffrey for so long. I'm like, is Jeffrey a Jewish name? Then, of course, you capped it right after with Epstein. No, I don't see a problem with that at all. Well, I think that's great. And I meant to say you are a nine.
He seems to like it so far. You think I'm a nine?
No.
Wow. That is.
I think you're a 10.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Getting back to the problem, the real problem that somebody is having, which is, I think, understanding how this is all going to work. Do not do this with your neighbors. And back to Mo's point about, you know, it's, and even Bob, like, this is where you live, whether you own it or it's an apartment. There are so many, and they, I think, was it you, Mo? We don't know that these girls are also bisexual or interested in, what do you, how does that, of course you don't know how to approach it, because you just don't, you don't do that.
Let me ask.
Hey, I noticed you guys have a nice garden. By the way, I'm in my 40s and so is my wife. What do you guys, do you want to help her explore her sexuality? Like, no, get the hell off my property.
Right.
I'm calling the landlord right away.
I mean, yeah.
Very creepy. It could go very wrong.
I mean, I feel like there's so many things that are problems just in this note.
Yeah, get dressed up, go to a bar that's not in your neighborhood.
Right.
Start flirting with people.
Sure. Or she could get on an app and meet someone who's also bi-curious or whatever. But honestly, this guy thinks he's part of this, and maybe he does need to feel that he, I mean, she's not asking for a threesome.
She just asked if she can date. It's a problem. And he's trying to be forward thinking and cool with it by including himself, I guess. But in reality, she wants to be with a woman, dude.
Yeah.
She said that to you.
She
You're
did.
Not involved in this mix.
I actually saw this play out directly in real life one time. I went to a party in San Francisco and I was still living there. And these two women started making out, and they're both, their husbands thought it was so hot and so cool. And they were just like really going at it. And the husband's like, oh, this is so great. It's so great. And then the two women just sort of walked out and got in an Uber and left. And the husband's like, oh, this got way too real. We thought we were a part of this.
Yeah, we thought this was going to happen for us.
Yeah, no, now they're going to go home, make love, and file for divorce in the morning.
Oh, how romantic.
And that's the story of...
Never say that again.
I've asked my wife about this before, too, and she's just like, you know, I've sort of proposed the idea of a threesome, and she's like, all right, well, yeah, let's do one with a woman and one with a man. I'm like, eh.
Oh, and there's the other storyline, which is, can your husband, if your husband comes to you and says, I would like to sleep with another man,
I'm bi.
You're not part of this. This is my thing. I'm going to go do on the, I'm dating now within our marriage.
Yes.
And I'm going to go do a guy. Are you good with it?
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't be good with it. Would you be? Bob's probably good with it.
Bob is good with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You would let him go be with a guy, and you wouldn't be like, what does this mean to us?
Like, the sex stuff is just one piece of a very important commitment in my life. You know what I mean? Like, he's my partner way outside of just
Is it just
that.
Her or are all kids this evolved?
Like, I don't know,
so,
but
I don't even.
I was about to say, you sound like the Dalai Lama. How did you get so?
I do yoga.
It's amazing. When I was in my 20s, it was pretty much just trying to score. I don't know what I'm allowed to say online.
You're not.
And don't say it.
And don't
no!
say it.
When in doubt,
but this is,
leave
this
it out.
Like, this is like a very mature person. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Like, really, really, almost too mature. I don't know, man.
It's almost like they're completely full of BS.
Well, honestly, because maybe they aren't. Like, is it possible that people can truly, like, I'd be crazy jealous. I just wouldn't be. I'd be so afraid he was going to fall in love with someone else.
But if he's going to fall in love with someone else, then he's either going to do it secretly, like cheating on you.
That's what I'm saying. You've
got to let
him.
Because he's unhappy, or he's going to do it with open communication, and maybe that's not going to happen.
Or maybe we're fine and everything's good, and then I said, all right, I guess I'll green light that. And then he goes and falls in love with somebody, and he never would have if I just said no.
If everything's fine, I think it's not something you should do willy-nilly. If everything's fine and you can go without it, then I think that is a mature good choice, but
if everything's fine, why are you trying to date?
Exactly, everything's not fine. Then.
In the end,
you're missing something.
Nowhere, yeah. I'm too jealous for this because I know this. We had a guy over at our house today from TaskRabbit fixing our house.
Oh,
and helpful. I'm not gonna do it. So he was fixing something, and my wife, we're just sitting in the corner watching this other man fix our house, and my wife's like, "Wow, he's really good at that." I'm like, "Well, dude, now I just feel like I'm a house cuck." You know, I'm just like sitting in the corner watching another guy work on my house. My wife's like,
"Yeah,
wow,
that he's having like, his way with your house right in front of you."
Yeah, he is just
nailing it.
House right in front of me, and my wife is excited. Yeah, literally nailing it. So I was like, "Yeah, I don't. We're firing this guy. We're I'm getting something from Home Depot. This is getting too intimate."
Well, to T, I hope we helped you to see that. I think it's a terrible idea, but Bob loves it. Mo, thank you for being on the show. You have shows at the Punchline next week, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. You can also listen to you and your wife have a podcast called The Full Release with Dr. Ashley. Your wife is actually a urologist, correct?
Yes, we do. And this is a pretty cool thing for the Punchline. They told me to mention this, that they're doing a food drive. So if you go to the show and you bring canned food, cereal, condiments, they're going to give you two free shows to an upcoming show at the Punchline. So it's if you don't come, it's kind of like you just don't care at all
about anyone else.
Family.
Right. All right. Good. That's a good point,
exactly.
Mo, it's great to talk to you.
Also, if you want to have a threesome, I'll be there too. If anyone wants to try out this threesome thing.
All right. With your wife, I guess. Right. All right. Thank you for.
She'll be home.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. Mo Mandel, everybody.
Bye.
See you later. Oh, my God. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Dibbity-dibbity-doo. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Nothing says community more than ensuring our neighbors are nourished during the holidays. Mm. Fremont Bank Foundation supports local organizations that provide vital needs, such as easy access to daily meals and food banks. Find them at FremontBank.com today. I would also like to point you to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put a list of places that take donations and are in need of food donations. And it's all areas around the bay. So you can find one local close to you and you can help as well.
Feels good to help.
It does. And thank you, Fremont Bank.
And I'm also posting on there. There's a list of places if you are in need on Thanksgiving and you want a free meal, that you can go get a free meal. So that'll be up on the Facebook page too.
Good job, Maddie. Sunshine today and low 60s. So we're out of that rain pattern for at least a little while. I saw a little rain a week from today.
Okay.
In the forecast. Mm. But that's far enough out that we don't have to think about that for now.
Yeah. They have a hard time with a week out forecast anyway. Things change.
Bills lost in Houston last night, 23-19, and the Niners are on Monday Night Football versus Carolina, 5:15 game time. Go Niners. Exactly. Go Niners. Niners. Today is National Stuffing Day.
Oh, why is it today?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they just went, well, we got to make the, you know.
Is there a thing where people are like putting out bread to get stale on today and then a week later?
Maybe. It's got mold. I don't do all bread stuffing, but, and I actually had it recently. Where was I? I think I was at New Leaf, like the grocery store, and they put out kind of almost a turkey meal. I didn't really want all the fixings, but I got some stuffing to check it and went, it's not the right stuff.
You like a rice stuffing.
It's a rice stuffing. It's what I grew up with. That's why.
Yep.
I always do the bread, either cornbread or wheat bread, and then put it out like 2 days before so it gets nice and stale. And
I do stovetop. It's fine.
And is that a bread
base? Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. It's National Stuffing Day, everyone.
And I do crayon in a can. That's the mold. I like. Slice it up.
Even though you grew up around cranberry bogs.
Yeah. And I grew up with canned cranberry. It's all what your mom served you when you were growing up.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
I think so.
This is just a quickie that I thought I'd mention. I don't know. I'd be curious to see where Bob comes in, as she loves Taylor Swift. She's a big fan of music.
And always comes down somewhere we don't expect her to.
Right.
Just in general.
According to a new poll, over half of people say they're not interested in listening to new music created with AI, even if their favorite music act made it.
But their favorite music act didn't make it.
Right. But so Taylor Swift puts out something and says, this is a song that I created with AI.
And she didn't even sing it?
I'm just
curious. It's just using her voice.
Where you come down on.
I want no AI.
I want no AI at all. Yeah. I don't even want my favorite artist to employ AI as they make.
Well, I don't think it's that black and white. Like, for example, I manage the video on the show and I make all the clips, but I use an AI clipping tool that helps make it a little bit easier.
Listen, but you took the stuff, you made the selections, you put it together. Like, AI as a tool, okay, I'm fine with it.
Right.
AI as a creator, did you know?
Agreed.
I just want to throw this in here because I'll never get to the story today. Major labels, Universal, Sony, and Warner, have struck deals to train a large music model. That is an AI music startup called Klay, K-L-A-Y. This is where we're headed. They're going to be able to not pay artists.
Well, and that's the thing. The modeling has to come from somewhere. And the same thing with actors or anything like that that's AI. It's somebody else's work that is being used to create the AI. So that's where that's not the good stuff.
No.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I do not like it.
No me gusta.
Here's a couple stories that you might like, though.
Okay.
A couple near St. Louis met at a water aerobics class a couple years ago and just got married in the same YMCA pool they met in.
Oh.
All their wedding guests were in the pool with them.
How hygienic. It's wonderful.
82-year-old Edward LaRue and 78-year-old Marlene Parsons went on their first date in late 2023. He proposed 8 months later.
Oh, that's lovely.
It took her another year to say yes, which is not lovely, but okay.
You don't have that many years left, 80-year-olds.
Make up your mind.
Their water aerobics teacher was already ordained, so she did the ceremony, and their pool wedding happened last Wednesday.
That's very sweet. That's a cute little happy story. Perfect for the holidays, Vincent.
Wildlife workers in Central California, this is SLO.
Oh, San Luis Obispo?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. If you don't know, SLOW is San Luis Obispo. Wildlife workers in Central California recently saved a baby otter that got separated from its mom, and they used a clever trick to reunite them, and the video's been posted, which I can't show you because we're on the radio, but they recorded it crying out for her and played the cries over a phone while out on a boat and waited for her to show up.
And she did.
And she did.
And then they put the thing in the water.
They put the baby back in the water, and the mom came swimming up and took the baby. And immediately, if you watch the video, I've seen otters do this. Aww. They float on their back, and they put whatever it is. If they're eating, it's on their belly or chest, and they eat it. If it's a baby, and you can see this little otter mom flipping the baby around, checking it over, and like, it's her kid. And they were reunited. the wildlife workers do amazing things. Obviously,
that is a sweet story.
It is really sweet. And obviously, not every story in nature ends well. So no. This is one of the good ones.
Very few in nature.
Nature's brutal.
Nature's very brutal. Yeah, not a lot of margin for error in nature. Oh, you effed up. Goodbye.
Right. Here's another one.
All right, I'm ready. I'm loving this.
You like the good stories?
Yeah.
Cops in Albuquerque caught a runaway pig that got loose on the interstate last week. And now it's got a forever home.
Oh.
Whoever it belonged to didn't come forward, but a couple who already had a pig wanted another one.
Are we talking about like one of those little pet style ones, the potbelly pig, or this is just a hog from a farm?
It that was sounds like a hog from a farm. Be bacon. Right. They say here
pig,
that
they're smart.
They named him Boris.
Yes. I get it.
And his best bud's name, the one that he'll be joining on the farm, is Swinona.
Oh.
Swinona.
They're
cute, right?
Very
that's
cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, you don't like that one as much.
I don't like that one as much. But I'm glad
you
that
like
the pig
bacon,
lived.
So you're probably
I do.
Like,
I'm like, God, I see a pig, and I'm like, let's get at that belly.
Grand Central Station in New York this month is going to smell like Christmas.
Is that so? I'm going to go there. They do a Christmas market there.
Bath and Body Works is doing a stunt through the end of the month where they're pumping in the smell of vanilla and fresh pine.
Oh. How nice.
It's only on one subway platform where you catch a quick shuttle train to Times Square. They had a bunch of diffusers to steel beams on the ceiling that release scented puffs of air throughout the day. They say it's the first smell-based ad campaign that's ever been done in the New York City subway system, and it'll be nice to see if you find the train.
Yeah, I probably won't if it's that specific
train. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why not?
No. Well, what if you don't? If you're sensitive to smells, it's Bath and Body Works. No offense, but I just think that's what strippers smell like.
Like Bath and Body Works?
Yeah, they always smell like Bath and Body Works. You know?
How would you even I don't understand what's happening here.
I frequent the
Bath and Body Works?
Yeah.
They don't just use perfume. They use Bath and Body Works.
It's always Bath and Body Works.
So you're saying you're like at a, you know, with a stripper and you're like, boy, this she smells a certain way. And then you walked by into a Bath and Body Works and went, this smells like a strip joint.
Well, I might have dated one too. And she might have told me that was a little.
You did. I remember this. This was in D.C.?
New York.
Yeah. You dated a stripper.
Yeah.
And so she would be with you and then go, all right, I'm going to work and leave.
Yeah.
Like, and take a bath in Bath and Body Works spray of some kind and then head off to go get naked for
and
other dudes.
Come home at the end, and that's how she paid her way through grad school.
And did she come home happy to see you or like,
yes.
Oh, dudes?
God. I mean, I just want to punch you in the face
right now.
I would hear the stories, you know, that she'd be like, oh, these guys, this one guy. Ah.
But, and you were like,
I was cool with it then. I don't think I would definitely not be cool with it now.
Why not now?
I don't know. I'm just, maybe as I've aged, I'm not, it's like, you know, Bob's free thinking at her age. I was a lot more free thinking back then. It wouldn't have bothered me, but I think it would now.
Hmm. I mean, there's honor.
I mean, it's worth
work.
A try if anybody's interested, but we'll see.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. That'd be great. Thank you.
Al Michaels is the only play by...
Sorry.
Al Michaels is the only play-by-play commentator or host to cover all four major U.S. sports championships. He did the Super Bowl 11 times, the World Series 8 times, the NBA Finals twice, and the Stanley Cup 3 times.
Ah, the EGOT of sports broadcasting.
Yeah, Al Michaels. That is definitely a name we all know. I could pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who he is?
No.
Oh.
Do you watch football?
No.
I usually see him on the football things, right?
Well, he's doing Amazon Thursday night game.
Yeah, I guess
so.
I feel like I just recently saw him.
Moved completely to a place where not everyone is going to see or hear him. But I'm sure they paid him handsomely.
Do you recognize him, Bob? Take a look.
I mean, it's hard to say. He's kind of generic looking.
He is an older white guy.
He's aged, too. I mean,
I think he's aged really well, though. Like, yeah. I feel like he's, I don't know how old he is, but
81.
Is he really? He doesn't look a day over 71.
Well, he's, you know, had some
upkeep,
I'm sure.
He's a TV guy after all.
It's interesting that how those guys, because you'd think, who cares? But they care.
Sure they do. You see yourself on TV and you go, well, I got to change that and that.
Who's the guy that broadcast with Aikman? Joe Buck?
Oh.
Has wrote in his book, and I only saw this as an expert, that he became addicted to hair plugs.
Oh.
Because he just did not want to be the balding guy on TV.
Mm.
But then when you tell everyone in your, you know, bestseller book.
Now you are. You know,
now
the
everyone's
the
looking
plugs.
Even more closely like, yeah. No, it looks kind of good.
You know who I think got some work done is Tony Romo. Like his eyes are like super smooth around all his. Have you noticed that?
I haven't, but I know that they paid him an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised.
I actually really think he's great.
He got like over $100 million deal.
It's working out for them because I think he does a good job. There are certain color guys that I just don't like. And I used to not be into John Madden at all. And I know everybody loves him, but sometimes I'll be like, can you just mute that? Can we just watch the game? I don't want to listen to that.
There were 14 dot-coms that advertised during the Super Bowl in 2000.
14 in the year 2000.
And only 4 are still active.
Oh.
Auto Trader, Last Minute Travel, Monster, and WebMD are the only 4 survivors from the 2000 Super Bowl ad campaign.
Is that a fast fact that you don't know what the 10 that
I do,
are no
yeah,
longer
that's a
around?
Fast fact, right, exactly.
Isn't everything a .com now? I mean,
should be.
Yeah.
You'd be crazy to launch a business and not have a web presence.
Right. Now,
don't you think?
Yes. I remember thinking, no, that's so funny. Like, boy, there's .com. When we first got here in 97, I'm like, oh, you're starting to, everybody has like a website. That's so strange. Oh, there's a .com on that. And now you'd be like, I don't care what the phone number is. What is the, what's right. the .com?
What's the site?
Right.
What page? 800-400-3697 is our number. Maddie's on the show.
925. Maddie, I'm begging you for a happy 15th birthday to Ryan. He's just about to leave for school, and she's texted him several times this morning. They listen every day, so happy birthday.
Ryan, happy 15th birthday.
650. My in-laws had Portuguese stuffing. It's with sourdough, red wine, and linguiça. Is that it? Linguiça? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
Stovetop stuffing is the best all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, Margaret.
Well, certainly
from San Mateo
the easiest.
On the app.
It's done 2 seconds later.
From the 707.
Put it in my mouth.
Most BART stations smell like pee, so I'll take pine and vanilla over anytime.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Why would you have any problem with it smelling like strippers? You love strippers.
I don't know. I just think some people, you know, you're sensitive to smell. You're sensitive to smells.
I am.
What if you hated the smell? You got to go.
Don't worry, I'm
sit
getting on a train
day.
And getting out of here anyway.
You don't
anyway.
Got
it's better than smelling pee, I guess.
Yeah.
Maddie, you've been so positive today. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, Maddie. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play Death is Not an Option Thanksgiving round.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.